You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got to tell you something before we jump into this whole, the unusual terms of endearment. And you tell me if you find this weird. Like, Jeremy, your parents, do they have terms of endearment for each other? Do they say
I can't
money?
Say them on the air.
Nothing?
They're always fighting. No, not really.
The usuals?
The usuals.
So I remember in a circle of friends that I used to be part of many years ago that they would talk about how their parents had been married, 35 years or something like that. And it came up one time at one of our little happy hour gatherings. They said that their parents, together 35, probably together 40 years, had never called each other anything other than their first name. There was never once a honey, no. Babe, sweetheart, whatever. It was always like Linda and David or whatever their names were.
Ron and Nance.
Yeah, that's all they called each
Ron
other.
Ron and Nance.
They had not one. And I just remember us laughing at this happy hour about how funny it is that they never once had a single term of endearment, and yet they were happy
together.
And for
them, that was special to them. You know, for them, that was the special term, I guess, just calling them by their name, I guess. That's just, I don't know.
Like, what does Nicole call you? Does she call you babe? She probably doesn't say Jeremy all the time.
Jerbear every now and then.
In our house, it's usually just babe. We don't have anything special or...
We do this thing that's incredibly annoying to everyone around us, but we just do it because we just can't stop now. We do this thing where we go, okay, honey. So whenever we need something done, she's like, hey, can you go run to the store and get bread? I go, okay, honey.
Yeah, right.
It's just like throwing your hands up. Okay, honey. And it's like sounds sarcastic and like you don't GAF, but it's just kind of become our thing. As far as the nicknames go, I mean, I've told this 1,000 times on the air, but it might be new to somebody else. When Nicole and I first started dating, she thought she had too much junk in the trunk. She thought her butt was too big, which I thought it was perfect. So I just started calling her Junk, and the nickname Junk has stuck for all these years. So just every now and then, hey, Junk, did you get the mail? And it's just kind of a cutesy little name, Junk, for junk in the trunk.
Some people are bothered that I call my daughter-in-law, Sweet Sabra, who's the sweetest daughter-in-law on the planet, my term of endearment for her is Meat. M-E-A-T.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, and the only reason is because I had a buddy, Ray, many years ago. He used to call everybody that. Like, if he came walking in a room and saw you, you'd go, hey, Meat. And I remember it coming up when I was talking with Sabra, and I threw it out at her. And then for some reason, it just stuck. Even to the point where I bought her a Rockies jersey because she liked going to Rockies. She always wanted to wear a Rockies jersey when she went to the game. And I had him put the name Meat on the back, and she proudly wore it whenever she went to a game.
I like
so
it.
So if you ever at Coors Field and you see somebody with Meat on the back of their shirt,
like,
that's
I know
Sabre.
Her.
That's who that is.
Josh came wandering in. You want to get his real quick? Yeah, he's dated thousands of young ladies. What's your favorite that you can think of?
Well, it's the very first like real girlfriend I ever had, and I don't know where it came from, but for some reason we would always call each other Bug. And I'm not sure how that happened, but she was always like, hey, Bug, and I would just call her right back.
No, you're a bug.
Dude, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If I were a bug, what kind of bug would I be?
Oh my God.
I think it's kind of sweet.
That was my very first girlfriend back in the day, back in like high school.
I am going to start calling you Bug.
Oh, right. Please don't. Bug. Please don't.
That's a good radio name. That's going to stick.
It really is.
Bug. Good Lord.
Bug in the afternoons.
Oh, no.
Okay, honey.
All right.
Angie wrote in and she says, my dad called my mom Liz. Her name is Mary Ruth and goes by Ruth. And yet her dad just picked a completely different name. There's something charming about that, too.
That's kind of funny.
I like that a lot.
I like that, too. Yeah, it's good. Hey, Liz.
That might be the funniest one yet.
Danielle just wrote in and says, boys, I call the Hubs food truck. Because every weekend we have to go eat at a food truck. It's his thing. So she calls him food truck.
That's great. That's
kind of stupid.
It's stupid, but
but
like
it. But it works. Hey, food
and
truck.
Hey, we said unusual terms of endearment. That qualifies.
Hey, food truck, is the dishwasher clean? I could see that. I could use that.
Jess, who says, me and my husband call each other boy and girl. We write it on presents, cards. Now our kids have started calling us boy and girl instead of mom and dad.
I like that.
I do too.
I like that.
Boy.
Karen says Hubs calls her goose, as in silly goose. I'm a silly goose. Sarah wrote in and says he calls me cuttlefish because when we were dating, we watched Nemo, and I asked him what my fish name would be. Cuttlefish.
Linda says, my dad used to slap my mom on the behind and call her Crisco. She was a plump mom. It made us giggle.
Yeah, give me some of that Crisco booty. Speaking of booty, Kristen wrote in and says, much like Jeremy's junk, which is a funny line, my boyfriend calls me pooper because he has the hots for my booty.
Got it.
Hey, pooper, come here.
Let's go to the phones. Here's Amber. Hey, Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. Terms of endearment that are unusual. What do you got?
So in college, we were watching South Park, and they go on a ride called the Chamber of Farts.
Okay.
And we realized that amber is part of the word chamber. So now, over 15 years later, my husband calls me chamber. Luckily, we dropped the farts part.
No, you got to bring that back. You got to put that back in there. Chamber
that
of Farts.
So good.
I love that one, Amber.
Thank you for the smile, Chamber. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, all.
Bye.
Appreciate it so much. Here's Cheryl. Cheryl, what do you got for us?
Well, I call my husband George. Yeah. And the reason that we do that is when we first started dating, we would go on trips in the mountains, just pick a road and go. And there used to be a commercial that would say, George, stop. I need to take a picture. George. So I started calling him George. And it's 25 years later, he's still George.
This is so exciting. I love this call. George, and the way you described it. Thank you for that.
You're the best, Cheryl. Go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, okay? Cheryl.
Thanks.
See you
Appreciate
later.
You so much. Huh. Here's Barbie. Barbie, what do you got?
Well, my darling calls me, and I'm going to quote him. He says, my sweet, sweet cannoli.
Sweet cannoli?
Sweet cannoli. I mean, I'm 51% Italian, so I'm
It still sounds naughty, cannoli. Though. It sounds naughty.
Sounds lovely, though.
I can be whatever he wants me to be. So.
Yeah, you can. You are a cannoli.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Barbie. Some people know what we're talking about. Barbie, have a great day.
Exactly,
okay?
What you're talking about. Thank you.
Bye.
Be well. Appreciate
is that
you
a movie
being
line?
On the show.
I'm guessing that's a movie line.
Oh, it sure is, Jeremy. Here's Jordan. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Terms of endearment. What do you have?
We call each other Bubby constantly, and then whenever he's being kind of a chunker, I also call him Chunky a lot of the time. Like, I'll say Chunky Hungry if he's eating his fourth meal of the day.
Chunky Hungry. Is he kind of chunky right now? Is that going on?
Actually, he's like the skinniest person I've ever known, just naturally, which makes it even funnier, in my opinion.
That works. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's so good. Jordan, have a terrific day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Bye.
Appreciate you so much. Here comes D. D, what are you thinking? Terms of endearment that are unusual. What do you have?
Good morning, boys. Well, my husband's a bit of a renaissance man. He does a little bit of everything. So for every little thing he does for me, like cooking or making drinks or whatever, I have different names for him.
Okay, so he's cooking. What's the name?
Chef Blanco.
All right, he's making you a cocktail. What's the name?
Seamus.
He's fixing something around the house.
Manuel, because he's doing manual labor.
You've just had a wonderful romp in the bedroom. What do you call him then?
Oh, I can't say that one.
I wondered if we could stump you with that.
Jackhammer.
Maybe Stumpy. Maybe Stumpy.
Stumpy or Jackhammer, either one.
No. When he's giving me a massage, I call him Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Emphasis on the Honda.
Ooh.
And when he's washing the color out of my hair, because he helps me color my hair, he's Jorge, because
I don't know if you guys ever saw that movie Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Kevin Bacon.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, well, Kevin Bacon's name was Jorge on the in the movie.
Okay.
So
Jorge. There you go.
And when he's baking like a pastry chef, he's his name is PC Pierre.
You've got a thousand names. What if he's working on the car? What do you call him?
Well, and then he's still Manuel. He's doing manual labor.
Oh, okay. Just okay. All right.
D, we need a program to keep up with you. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too.
Bye, D.
Thank you for being on the show.
Wow.
Diana says, my husband is such a pessimist, I sometimes call him Robert Downer Jr.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's really good.